is Dr. Bruce Rosen dictating a evaluation. Regarding Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Kreimborg, K-R-E-Y-M-B-O-R-G. To the Office of Student Accessibility, A-C-C-E-S-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y, Services. I am an adolescent and adult psychiatrist for the last 40 years period. Julie consulted me approximately 3 months ago to help her to diagnose and treat what she believed was an attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, predominantly in a I have based my assessments on what I have had with her. Up until the present time period. She has had difficulties with her executive functioning since the beginning of middle school period. She's had trouble with focusing and concentration. With extreme anxiety secondary to the challenges of school and life functioning period, has become worse over the years as there have been more things on her plate to manage at the same time period. Her anxiety in studying and completing the school tasks resulted in trichotillomania, T-R-I-C-H-O-T-I-L-L-O-M-N-I-A, where she would constantly twist and pull out her hair, eventually causing a bald spot on the top of her head, period. She had trouble socializing and making friends and tended to be more of a loner due to her inability with interpersonal skills, all of which can be accounted for by her attentional, by her ADHD deficits, which I will elaborate on, period. New paragraph. It has always taken her much longer to complete assignments than she should, period. She spends most of her days and nights studying things that her peers can complete in a much shorter time, allowing for a fuller social development, period. She always feels that she's less intelligent and has been criticized and then called lazy for her inability to get things done, having to procrastinate, never completing tasks on time, period. She's been criticized a great deal for this, period. Because she tends to forget obligations and appointments and remember names and details given to her, her peers have felt her to be less interested, understanding, and empathic to them, making it difficult for her to form any close relationships, period. She has developed significant social anxiety as a result of this, period. On the Brown ADD scale, quote, ready score, unquote, she scored an 86. Showing severe and consistent impairments. In numerous areas, period. She has difficulty listening and paying attention in all settings where her mind drifts and she misses desired information. She has difficulty getting started on tasks and feels excessively stressed and overwhelmed by tasks that should normally be manageable, period. She's easily sidetracked when starting assignments and gets lost doing other less important things, period. She has to reread things again and again in order to understand what she has read so that it will stick, period. She easily forgets what people have said to her over the past 24 hours, period. She has trouble grasping the main idea of reading assignments and is easily frustrated and impatient with herself and others, period. She has difficulty in executive functioning, trouble planning the priorities, getting organized, and getting things started, period. She procrastinates, period. She's excessively stressed and sleepy during the day, period. She needs extra time to finish her tasks and often has trouble completing her exams on time or rushing through the end of it in order to hand the exam in, period. While she gets good grades, her grades would be much higher with less time allotted to her preparation, period. She tends to fidget and squirm, period. She is very overly sensitive to criticisms by other people, period. She's slow to get started and doesn't get moving or jump right into things, period. She is not highly evaluated by other people as a result, period. He tends to be rigid and perfectionistic. And is noted to be very picky herein. He tends to daydream and becomes preoccupied with her own thoughts therein. She's very distracted by background noises and activities, always needing to check out whatever else is going on around her period. Hard for her to wake up in the morning, get out of bed, and get going, because the days are so difficult for her period. She's easily discouraged and feels sad, period. She has trouble memorizing names, dates, and information at school and at work, period. She completed the Brown ADD scale within the past week. Go ahead. Recommended accommodations are to be allowed untimed or additional time in her examinations, and a setting devoid of other noises, students, or activities. Period. She has never received accommodations because she was never formally evaluated, period. While her parents knew that she suffered this malady, since her father and her first cousin have the same disorders, they were fearful that she'd be put on medication if she was diagnosed or treated, period. A psychiatric diagnosis is attention deficit /hyperactivity disorder, predominantly inattentive presentation, F90-0, and social anxiety disorder, F40-10. Respectfully submitted, Bruce Rosen, MD, Associate Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, that's STONY, Second word, B-R-O-O-K. Distinguished Life Fellow of the American Psychiatric Association.